a consequence of locality. There's a decreasing ability, I think, to recruit the best-in-class faculty because compensation is not comparable in some instances, and the pension issue is another, I think, problem. Maintaining access and diversity in the student body in the face of necessary tuition increases and decreasing GRF is also a problem, and we are overly regulated. Increasing regulation and oversight by the state and the national government are hampering our agility, and I agree wholeheartedly with Phyllis. It is a problem. And the last thing I want to talk about in terms of challenges is educating outsiders of the true value of the public research university, helping them to understand our role in promoting the public good and fostering individual responsibilities. For, in terms of priorities, I decided to survey, but my survey is not complete. I decided to survey my faculty, staff, and students, and administrators, and alumni to better understand in terms of where they sat, what were some of the priorities. This is a preliminary, this is not easy to read, but it is a preliminary chart of the outcome of that effort. I must admit that it's very difficult to read, but let me just say just a couple of things about this, and I'll go on to a much more the substantive list. Recruiting and retaining faculty, the best-in-class faculty, I mean, that was a major priority across the board. Promoting diversity in faculty, student, and staff recruitment was another priority item. Improving graduation retention rates, another priority item within the category of intellectual priority. Addressing our making sure that our research focused on the health, educational, and economic disparities that not only pervade Chicago, that are pervasive in Chicago, but we find such problems around the globe. And then there was another category, economic priorities, improving financial support for faculty research, improving student financial aid, resolving the pension issue, controlling tuition costs, and then the third category dealt with infrastructure priorities, and I won't spend too much time on that. But let me just end by talking a bit about select critical issues and priorities. We must recruit and retain the best-in-class faculty, students, and staff. So we have initiated several strategies to achieve these objectives, because they truly are different objectives. For faculty, we've initiated a Chancellor's Cluster Hire initiative. For students, we have developed what we refer to as UIC's first strategic enrollment management plan. Hopefully, we'd like to diversify our geographical diversity as well as some other aspects of diversity. We have started a special initiative to recruit African-American students because our enrollment has declined for that particular population. We have participated in the IDEA initiative that the Vice President for Academic Affairs has managed and led. The second issue for us, a second priority, is stabilizing and growing our financial base. We have a modified version of the RCM budget model. The sustainability over the long term is questionable. We also have an academic, I refer to it as an academic health center. As you might recall, the original mission of that academic health center, a priority, is to retain, is to advance training and research and quality care. And I'm very concerned about our hospital and its ability to meet the long-term educational and research objectives of the campus. And I know that Dr. Garcia and his team are pursuing a number of strategies to address this very critical issue. But it's critical as we move forward and begin to affiliate with other hospitals and other entities that we pay close attention to the original mission of the hospital and of the Academic Medical Center. In terms of budget, we are also trying to enhance our development capability. Dr. Weiss spoke about that. As of last night, I was sent an email by Penny Hunt, our Chief Development Officer. This year, we will have the best year ever in annual giving, $103.7 million, which is a record for us, and we're proud of that. But again, it points to the need to diversify our portfolio to fund our aspirations.